I'm Allison Ox. You're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults and this social worker's best answer to them. Today I have a question from Annabelle, age 16. My boyfriend doesn't understand my no. I don't know how I can get him to understand. Can you help me? Annabelle, this is worrying, and I can try and help you. I want you to know that no is no. Whatever it is you are saying no to, your boyfriend needs to respect this. And if he doesn't, well then, he doesn't respect you, and it might be time for you to say goodbye to this boyfriend. Before you do that, you can give him a chance by talking to him about consent and the word no. These conversations are tricky because you need to make sure the person is willing to listen. If you have just said no, your boyfriend might feel rejected and hurt, and most likely he won't be capable of having a meaningful conversation. So it would help if you planned this conversation. Start by writing down examples of when your no wasn't hurt. Then think of the three T's: tone, turf, and timing. Let me explain. The first T is tone. Annabelle, remember, it is important to express how you felt unheard and give specific examples. Tell him what yes is as well, and express what your boundaries are very calmly and clearly. The turf, or the place you will have this conversation, is the second T, and it is also important. I would not talk in the same room where the no hasn't been heard. Choose a different place. You could even have this conversation on a walk in the park. You know your boyfriend. I'll tell you something I've learned. I find many teen boys like moving for discussion. I think it's because they don't have to look into your eyes. And then there is the timing you choose. This obviously has happened many times, Annabelle. Please don't wait for it to happen again, and don't have this conversation when you are kissing or making out. That won't work. Annabelle, you will be doing your boyfriend a favor. If he is a good guy, he might not have had a class on consent, and he might not fully understand what he is doing. He needs to learn this, or he will get himself into trouble. So do it for yourself, but also do it for him and every other woman out there. I would like to ask you one more thing. If this doesn't work, or if you don't feel like you can do this, I would like you to talk to a trusted adult, your parents, a school counselor, but someone who can make sure it gets done and that your no is heard. I'm rooting for you, Annabelle, and I hope your conversation goes well. If you'd like to find out what other kids and teens are asking and hear my answers, visit worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. Until next week.